This morning's scripture text will be taken from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 29 through chapter 12, verse 2, and we'll be reading from the New Revised Standard Version. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land. But when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient because she had received the spies in peace. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better, so that they would not, without us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely. Let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Yeah, let's give him a hand this morning. Good job posting the colors this morning. All right. Just want to kind of start things off with this new sermon series that I'm beginning today over the next 3 Sundays to talk about Olympic faith. You know, the Olympics start on July the 27th, I believe. And it is the 30th Olympiad, the 30th Olympics that have taken place, and they will be descending on London, England. Millions of people will come to Great Britain to be a part of the games that have been so much a part of the world for so many years. They began in ancient Greece many years ago, even before Jesus' time. Thousands of athletes, hundreds of thousands of workers and media and security people will be in London before and after the Olympics. So I thought as the Olympics began and we talked about the Olympics and about faith over the next three Sundays, I thought we might take a look at some of the parallels with the Olympics and sports and our faith. There are many parallels in faith. Things like perseverance, endurance, going for the prize, rewards and winning and so forth, victory and so forth. The Olympic core values are highlighted at all the Olympic Games, and those core values are things like tolerance, solidarity, peace, and friendship. And today, I'd like to add one more core value, faith. Faith. Faith that allows us, as Christians, as God's people, to run with perseverance the race that is set before us. And that race, of course, is the race of life. Life in this world with Christ. Now, I'm sure you know of at least one or two inspiring stories from the Olympics. Those stories that are heartwarming and touching and that just really exhibit the true nature of the Olympic Games and life and faith. You all, of course, probably have heard of Eric Liddell, who was the Irish runner from Chariots of Fire fame. There have been many, many stories and sermons about Eric Liddell and that particular story and how he refused to race on Sunday and things like that. Well, I ran across another article in the International Olympic Committee News from 2003 about a female marathoner named Rosa Gutierrez. Rosa lived in Eugene, Oregon, and had trained all of her life to be a marathon runner. She was trying to make the 2004 women's marathon that would take place in the birthplace of the Olympic Games, Athens, Greece, that year. She had run most of her life, sometimes running 80 or 90 miles per week. Can you imagine running 80 or 90 miles a week? And had hoped to be a part of the Olympic team. All through her training, all through her perseverance, all through her preparation for the Olympic team, Rosa kept one scripture verse in her heart. And that is chapter 12, verse 1, that says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith." Rosa Gutierrez was one that remembered those that had gone before her, particularly her parents, who came from Mexico with 11 children, seeking work, seeking a better life, as so many immigrants in our country have done. She was raised in a good Christian family. Her parents were witnesses to overcoming the difficulties that immigrants have when they come to a foreign land. They had faith in God, and they helped her see that when things got tough, that when life was difficult, that she reached down within her that something that kept her going and helped her persevere. That something was faith. Rosa dreamed of more than gold medals and standing on the victory stand with the flags being dropped and the anthems being played. Rosa's highest aspirations were things like growing in faith, sharing Christ with others, and glorifying God in all that she did. You might say Rosa Gutierrez had Olympic faith. And that's what I want to share over these next 3 weeks, Olympic faith. Now, the 11th chapter of Hebrews is a wonderful, wonderful chapter of Scripture. We don't believe it was written by Paul, although it has similarities to Paul's writings. It was probably somebody writing under Paul's name. But beginning with the very first verse, you know you're getting a sermon or a lesson on faith. Verse 1 in chapter 11 says, not part of our reading today, that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. When you read all of chapter 11, it's like reading a hall of fame of the faithful. The writer starts talking about all those, beginning back in Abraham. By faith, Abraham left his home and his home country for a place unknown. And by faith, over and over again, the patriarchs and matriarchs of the faith are listed. Until we come to today's scripture reading, beginning in verse 29. We start with the Israelites. By faith, the Israelites passed through the Red Sea as if they were on dry land. And then we hear about the walls being torn down by blowing trumpets at Jericho. The walls of Jericho fell down. About those who administered justice, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fires, escaped the sword, those that sent armies fleeing. In this chapter, we hear about those of faith who lived lives that were tortured, mocked, flogged, chained, imprisoned, stoned, even sawn in half. That is, sawn in half, cut in half with saws, killed by the sword. And then there were those that were destitute, wearing sheep's clothing and goat's clothing, living in caves and holes in the ground. Today's message, the next three messages are about Olympic faith and what it means to have Olympic faith. Paul writes about this kind of faith in Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, when he says, faith that can help us press toward the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. The prize of the heavenly call, the calling of God's people in Christ Jesus. He talks about faith that can propel us, move us forward when life pulls us down. We're talking about Olympic faith, faith that moves us when stress and conflict pull us backwards. We're talking about faith in the midst of life's hardships, in the midst of life's difficulties, setbacks, and failures, because they will come. They will come. They will come. But we must remember, and I think the message here today is that we're to remember that we are not alone. And it is by faith that we are called to persevere and endure. Now, consider the obstacles that these thousands of athletes that will go to London may have to endure to get just to the Olympic Games. Think about all of the practices and all of the failures and losses of the races and competitions. Think about all the injuries that they may incur, both minor and major. The mental and physical challenge of being an athlete at that level. The financial and emotional stresses that come with being an Olympic athlete. They may not have suffered like those early Christians, but now, because of their perseverance, they sit atop their respective sports as some of the best in the world. Rosa believed that she was surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Now, what do we mean by a great cloud of witnesses? Rosa Gutierrez believed that she was surrounded by former Olympians. And I've got some pictures of some Olympians here, hopefully on the next slide. Olympians like Eric Liddell, which I just spoke of, from Chariots of Fire fame. Jesse Owens. Jim Thorpe. Mark Spitz. Mary Lou Retton. Nadia Comaneci. Jackie Joyner Kersee. And Apollo Ono, and of course, so many thousands of more. Rosa believed that these were her heroes and so many others that were cheering her on as she ran those marathons, as she competed for the prize. and she was moved by the Olympic spirit. By the way, do you know what the Olympic motto is? Anybody know what the Olympic motto is? I'm going to give it to you in Latin first. Citius altius fortius. Faster, higher, stronger. That is the spirit, the motto of the Olympics. The challenge for us today is to face life as Olympic Christians. To remember those who have gone before, as Rosa remembered her heroes. Perhaps you have someone in your life that you looked up to as an Olympic faithful Christian. Someone that you respect. Someone that you saw went through difficulties, but because of their faith, they endured. And perhaps you learned from them, or you were around them and you were inspired by them, either personally or from afar. Many of you have told me about the giants of faith here at Bethel Church, which we've done sermons on that before. But people like Jack Bateman, that many of you remember here, the Lodges, Edson and Minna Lodge, and of course, the one that I have always looked up to since I met him, Harry Moore, a great man of faith here at Bethel Church. Now, you could probably think of dozens of others that have come through this church and have been models or role models or mentors to you as you have grown in your faith. As I thought about it personally, I thought about people in my life, our lives, as we began our Christian faith, people like my grandmother. I had a godly grandmother. She attended church every Sunday right up until she was 90 years old. She was a very quiet Christian and very loving and was a great inspiration to me. There were also people in my life, a group of men on Thursday morning who would get up at 6 o'clock and go to Doyle's Restaurant at 6 o'clock in the morning and have men's prayer breakfast for about an hour. Guys like Dalton Blades. I know these are people that you don't know. Maybe you do. Dalton Blades was a State Farm agent down in Selbyville. Bill Stevens was a barber. Great man of faith. Loved the Lord so much. There have been pastors in my life like George Patterson. Some of you know Pastor George Patterson from Trinity in Salisbury. Dale Vroman, Reverend Dale Vroman, who was my pastor when I heard the call to ministry. And Reverend Howard Ketterman, who was the pastor at Salem Church when they joined the church. All of these and so many more were heroes, were giants of the faith in my life and our life. Olympians, you see, look beyond themselves for strength. They look to their coaches, their colleagues, and even their competitors. And we too are inspired by the faith of God's people and can learn from them and how they have dealt with adversity and difficulty. Maybe there's someone in your life that encouraged you, that inspired you, and you have learned from them. I want to leave you with three questions today to ponder. Are you ready? Are you listening? Are you listening? Okay. What enemies are pursuing you? Think about that. What enemies are pursuing you? It may be a person. It may be your own body that is failing you. What enemies are pursuing you? Remember the Israelites at the Red Sea who put their faith and trust in God. And they crossed over the Red Sea in safety as if it were dry land. Have you run into a brick wall? Have you just hit what feels like a brick wall? You can't go around it. You can't go through it. Whatever that it is. Remember the walls of Jericho that came tumbling down by faith. Are you feeling mocked, rejected, abused, accused, maybe even feeling a bit crucified in some way, shape, or form? I say, look to Jesus. Remember what Jesus endured. Remember what Jesus went through, who was mocked and accused, falsely accused, who was persecuted, who was crucified. Look to Jesus, who the writer today's scripture says is the author and the perfecter of our faith, who endured the cross before resurrection glory. Before the resurrection glory. Today, we all need Olympic faith. I don't know about you, but I need more faith. I need Olympic faith. Instead, we give in to frustration. We give in to failure and hardship way too often. But I think we must do what Rosa Gutierrez did, to grasp that something within us that strengthens, encourages, and calls us to persevere when the race gets tough, when our bodies are broken or aching, and everything seems to be falling apart. That something is God's Spirit. God has given us His Spirit. God has given us His power. The problem is that we forget to tap into that power. We forget to tap into that Spirit that God has given us through our baptism. We must look beyond ourselves like the Olympians do. We must look to those who have gone before us and look to Jesus who endured it all, the worst kind of suffering of all for us. We must learn from faithful people that came before us, those role models and those giants of the faith, and to trust God to help us finish the race well. The question remains, do you have Olympic faith today? Do you have the faith that propels you upward when life threatens to pull you down? Do you have Olympic faith that has our promotes our personal best by keeping our focus beyond ourselves and beyond our problems? Olympic faith that draws us closer to Christ and fellow Christians and gives us strength we need to run the race that is set before us. Do you have that kind of faith today? Like Rosa Gutierrez, Olympic faith glorifies God with every step that we take, no matter where we place in the race called life. Let us pray. Lord, we forget that it doesn't take very much faith to move mountains. We need faith like Rosa Gutierrez, Lord, who trusted you, who knew you and looked beyond herself and to those in her family and in her church. Help us too, Lord, to have Olympic faith, to help us through all of the challenges of life, the difficulties. Lord, no matter what we're going through right now, we know that you are with us. And if we've forgotten that, Lord, let today be a reminder that it is by faith, not by sight, that we live. Help us to truly, truly internalize and grasp for ourselves the faith that we need, the faith of the patriarchs and matriarchs before us, the faith of Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. For it is in His name that we pray. Amen.